Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota has layers of history and layers of meaning. A new exhibit at Augustana University looks at our spiritual geography while inviting the visitor to look with intention, reflect, and gather insight. Seeing Dakota, Collisions and Confluences is a collaboration of artist Sheila Agee and writer and theologian Ann Peterson. The exhibit runs from Thursday, November 15th through Thursday, December 13th. A gallery reception is set for 7 to 9 p.m. this Friday, November 16th, featuring an artist talk at 7:30 p.m. Sheila Agee and Ann Peterson are with us now in the SDPB Sioux Falls studio. Thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate you coming in.
You bet. Thank you. It's great to be here.
And that was a little bit of music because there's a visual component, there's a literary component, and there's also this musical component that was called Confluences, just a little bit of a 7-minute piece composed by Gary Peterson. Mm-hmm. So tell me, let's start with you, Anne, and tell me a little bit about how the exhibit itself is set up, because this in and of itself looks really exciting. I can't wait to see it.
So the exhibit took about 2 years put together between brainstorming and working on it. It's come together now at the gallery. It has a couple different components. One, thanks to the South Dakota Arts Council for funding what we would consider kind of a community or public part of the exhibit, of engaging Sheila Agee's art students and My Religion 110 students and teaching assistant Lauren Sim to put together writing and large-scale, small-scale art to look at how we see Dakota. So the gallery is put together with a variety of different paths, I would say. It's almost like an unconstructed labyrinth through the gallery.
Oh, and Sheila, I'm such a fan of yours, so I cannot wait to see this artwork in person. And you guys are friends, and as I'm reading some of Anne's work, because there's a website, a companion website here, and I'm reading some of her words, and I'm thinking, man, I want a friend like you guys have. I want that kind of friendship. So what was it like to work on a project with Anne that really combined your two disciplines, but also has this element of friendship to it?
Yeah, we've worked together on an exhibit before. The last one was called Thresholds, Crossing Thresholds. And so we've learned a pattern of each other, and we've accepted the fact that we're sitting at a table and ideas are flying left and right, and we may collect them later or they may just hang out there. And we've come to accept that kind of a process. And Anne's brain is always going, and often Anne will go off on a long tangent, and I'll look at her and just say, all right, red and blue, you know, that ties that together. And then, you know, and we've learned a pattern of how to put it together. And a lot of times it's okay to have a whole big ball of ideas and then just to pick out. And if we had another 2 years, the show would probably be twice the size, and we'd have more information. But, you know, you run out of time, and you run out of gallery space, and you have to edit yourself somehow.
And there's this moment that Anne writes about where you invite her, Sheila invites Anne, to make a mark on the canvas or on the paint with you. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about inviting other people into art making, and you know right away what they have to overcome because you've seen it.
Right, yeah, that's the fun part. I have these ladies who've come out to my studio, and some have been coming out since 2012 2002. And so it's that whole moment of that first breakthrough, breaking that white piece of canvas or white paper. And Anne had not had an experience of doing a painting that might actually be a painting, aside from childhood experiences. And so we put her up on this, because this particular piece is about 8 feet tall, and I had painted out a skeleton image of a tree, and we had decided that Anne's words were going to be the branches off of this tree, and then from there the tree would develop to some nature. And so we put Anne on this ladder and said, right away, and, you know, just use your writing as if you were at a typewriter and start painting away. And I think she enjoyed it. And I think that whole experience for her, you know, that piece now is in the show, and it's got both our signatures at the bottom. And The only side effect to that is Anne falling off that ladder. You know,
but she enjoyed it until the moment that she fell off the ladder. Right, yeah. Watch your step.
And that's when she learned that art can be hazardous. You know, so.
Tell me about that experience from your perspective, because as you write about it, there are some real moments of self-doubt that you have to overcome.
Well, I think the process of art, like the process of writing, are both creative, but they also take a lot of work. And the art for me was a much more physically engaging process in terms of being up on ladders, getting greasy stuff all over me, feeling like what I would put up there would be permanent, and realizing it wasn't, that we could erase things. So the process was much more laborious and harder, and took a lot more physical as well as mental exertion than I ever thought it would.
Yeah. One of the things, and I would encourage, I was trying to figure out if the gallery was open yet when I was doing the research, and I'm like, oh no, it's still being installed. I was saying beforehand, I'm probably more excited about seeing this exhibit than I've been in a long time, and I love seeing new art exhibits. But for people across the state, this covers you're seeing Dakota not just in the small area of your backyard. You're
right.
Spending time in the Black Hills. You're going to Canton, and it's not just these cows, this fence. It's a specific fence. So let's talk a little bit about fences, and Sheila, and this specific fence that you feature in your work, and how it evokes so much more than just a fence.
My first trip to the cemetery that you're making reference to, south of Sioux Falls and city of Canton, in the middle of the golf course, Ann and I had gone during the middle of winter, and we had to walk through snow banks of 2 to 3 feet tall, and to get to this little cemetery that literally sits in the middle of the golf course, and because Ann knew all about it and how it got there. And we just needed to go see this moment. And then we've made return trips to it. And our favorite moment was when we went in during the summer when people were golfing, and we went into the clubhouse and said, we'd like to go to the cemetery. And the lady said, oh, it might be dangerous to walk here. Just take a cart. And so she gave us a cart, and we just didn't ask if we knew how to drive a cart. We just took a cart and buzzed off. But it's a moment that you can't forget because of the details of the vivid little ribbons that are hung there by the people who care so much from that experience, where they go back, you know, they do a little ceremony there every year, and those ribbons hang there all year long, and it's just a transitional. So the painting, which is four doors, and each door is 36 by 80, represents the winter, spring, summer, and fall, because the people's memories and sentiment hangs there all year long. Mm-hmm. And stories tell about what got as to the situation of having that cemetery there at its time. I'll let Anne talk about that part.
Yeah, and there's this moment of just dissonance where you say, you know, it's a golf course, right, but yet it's the spot of this horror.
Right. The Hiawatha Asylum for Insane Indians was there on the property at that point. So the burial of 121 people in the cemetery was really jarring for me, because I think when I go visit my ancestors, people aren't teeing off near it. Mm-hmm. So the way that one culture has sort of invaded and ignored the deep tragedy and also the memorial and deep loss that happened there, it was just a really strange kind of moment. And there's been a lot of work done now on the asylum, but it's still, I think, a reference that we have to pay attention to.
Let's talk a little bit about the collaboration with the students and how mm-hmm. they sort of interacted with this process, mm-hmm. from the people who come to Sheila's studio to paint to your students. Let's start with you, Anne. How did you sort of guide them in and invite them in to be part of this experience?
So I invited Religion 110, which is our introductory course, and for this semester we chose the theme of place. We started with Kathleen Norris's Dakota, and then we moved into the cosmos and evolution, and then located it down now to work on Kent Nerburn's work. So I invited each student to take a picture and to write a 500 to 1,000-word essay, and then we chose four to be featured in the gallery itself, and 10 are featured on the wall in the concourse, and then all of them are on the website. And then my theological teaching assistant, Lauren Sim, who is a senior, has edited, worked with all of those, and we feature a fair amount of her work in the gallery as well. Mm.
And Sheila, the people who come and learn from you, tell me.
So the ladies who have been coming out, and that's Patty Dempster, Laura Donahue, Beth Frankman, Colleen Miller, Barbara Sparks, and Maureen Suga. I like to have, I consider it like a community project because I like to have them to have the experience of the challenge of an exhibition. So from the beginning to the end. So the beginning was, here's the subject matter, and their particular paintings will fit in that category of the spirit of South Dakota. Gave them that challenge with the language. They had to decide their image. And then the compositional challenges of a strong vertical image, such as a 36 by 80 inch door. All the way through the process of developing the paintings to writing the words and then helping with the installation. So it's just that another way of looking at a community.
It's called Seeing Dakota, Collisions and Confluences. It's at Augustana University. The name of the gallery?
ID Dalrymple,
thank you. And that is a gallery reception, 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, November 16th. Artist talk is at 7:30, and then the exhibit runs through December 13th. Ann Peterson and Sheila Agee, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
We're going to close the show with a little more music, and we didn't get to talk about using dogs as spiritual directors, but this final piece is from Gary Peterson, and we leave you now with a little bit of Dogs.